Hey friends, it's me, Jennifer Jade. I just wanted to pop in here with a quick message around, are you being deceived? Are you being misled? And not just from outside people, but from yourself. Now stick with me for a second because it dawned on me yesterday. I was celebrating a late birthday barbecue with my family. And my mom and my sisters and I are totally into, you know, spiritual work and growth, and we're fascinated by all things metaphysical. And my mom had this beautiful clear quartz crystal, and myself and my husband and my sisters and their boyfriends, we were kind of playing around with being able to close our eyes and sense where the crystal was. Like, was the crystal under our right hand or our left hand? Or someone would kind of run it by the person's hand and they had to guess when it was right under their hand and say stop. Just kind of a couple of fun things like this, just for, you know, giggles. And I realized when I was taking my turn that I would have two responses. I would have a gut instinct. I would have like a sensation, an energetic kind of feeling that was very subtle. And then the secondary one would be, but I think it's actually over here. Or would she put it in this hand? Or would she, well, she already did it in that hand, so maybe she's got it over in this hand now. And I realized this is just like anything in life, including business, if you're an entrepreneur, is that first instinct is the right one. And for anyone wondering, I did get it right 3 times in a row. We were doing it best out of 3. I got 3 times in a row. But I noticed that every time I was very tempted to listen to what my head was mentally telling me to choose, or trying to figure out what rationally might be where the person might have put it, or, you know, guess with my head. And I lived a lot of my life that way, listening to my head, listening to what was the rational right decision or the logical right decision, and making my life choices that way, and my daily minuscule choices that way. And I ended up unhappy, you know? So the more and more I've been practicing letting my instincts, letting my intuition, letting my gut feeling, letting my inner guide lead me in the right direction, even when my head does not understand or does not agree, I still trust my inner instincts, which is usually that first gut instinct. That's the direction I go. And I have never, ever, ever been let down, disappointed, or deceived. Whereas my mind has deceived me many, 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 many times. So food for thought. I just wanted to share that with you today. I love you. Have an amazing rest of your day. I'll see you next time.